Next, complaint is there a possible for us to develop a calculative feature for Chase Pay over time? Most customer call and ask what possible plan to create. What is an estimate of what the payments would look like? What would my interest be? This creates escalation. Tools for specialists to calculate or estimate their plan would be helpful. Almost 2 out of 10 calls are about this. Even though we have a calculator feature, some customers just want specialists to calculate it. They call them and ask them instead of, and even though like specialists try redirecting them to the experience and finding a calculator, it's sometimes just easier for them to just calculate on their own. So they're asking for a calculator feature. Also, it would be a better experience if specialists could see exactly what the customers are doing or where they can find the calculator. So it would be easier for them to do it. But otherwise, it would be just nice for them to just get a calculator. Another one is a payoff estimator. A similar should be available. Like if something, like they pay something off, how would that affect their balance? Which is again harder to do, but like all ideas are welcome to include this. A customer that has a 0% promotional APR and are enrolled in a Chase Pay Over Time plan should not be charged a plan fee. So that should be made clear to specialists. They said that customers call saying that they were charged a plan fee, but they have a 0% APR. I think they're just mistaken. I think it may be that they had a first plan free promotion and then the second plan was charged. Again, customers are super confused about this first plan free promotion. Their first enrollment is free, but the successive enrollment are free. So they give a call saying, why was I charged? This should be made more clearer. A customer had an equal payment plan on an Amazon card, but they called a specialist and asked on which purchase that was. But this doesn't really show up on the Chase Pay Over Time workflow. So either there should be a better separation for equal payment plan, or in the CPOD workflow transaction, like it's tagged after purchase or at checkout, it should also be tagged EPP, which may not be feasible for us, but worth looking into. Specialists ask for a simulation to see exactly what customers see to address knowledge gap. This is because they're trained on procedures. They have their own modules. They see screenshots of parts of the experience, but they don't know exactly what the digital experience consumers see. So maybe even a video recording or like a playground or UAT account for them to play with would be helpful. Specialists don't get enough CPOD calls across all of the sites, so it's not repetitive enough for them to see the same an answer and like understand the product completely because they're not seeing it often enough. Other complaints are why are certain purchases failed to be put into a plan? Specialists should be allowed to enroll a particular transaction in a plan, or they should be able to give a concrete answer on why that transaction can't be enrolled. Update like their FAQs or Chase answers and their scripts for this. Explain eligibility better. Give specialists talking points around error messaging. Every time a customer sees an error, a specialist should be made aware of exactly what errors the customer is seeing, where in the flow it occurs, why it's occurring. So talking points for that.